Welcome to the Jimmy Eats Cars Automotive Podcast. You're joined today by your favorite humble host, Jimmy James motherfucking Hilton. This is the Automotive Podcast where we talk about all sorts of stuff from the past, present, and in the future. If this is your first time here, welcome. Thanks for coming by. And if you're coming back, good to see you again. What's on the plate for today? Well, we got the Ferrari Luce. We got parents using their kids as body shields at car shows and stolen Miatas in Northern California. So let's get into it. But first, gotta give you guys an update. We got a bunch of cool videos coming out right now. The Red Bull Soapbox video is going to be coming out this week. So if you haven't seen that yet, go check it out. I had a blast. Still can't believe we won. If you haven't seen that, go check it out. I've seen some people who are a little bit sore about it. Been seen like one person. But you know what? We got perfect 10s. We got a killer time. And all that shows in our video. So yeah, go check it out. I still can't believe it. It's going to be crazy. Also, next episode, I am going to be live from my hotel room in France because I'm actually going to the 24-hour Le Mans for the first time. This is my first time going to Europe. I'm going to be in Europe for like 3 weeks. I'm going to be Euromaxing, and I've never been to Europe. I've been to England, but I've never been to mainland Europe. So I'm super excited to go to the 24-hour Le Mans. I'm going to be going with the Cadillac Chevy team for the 24-hour Le Mans. We're going to be in their in the pit for like 24 hours with them. I am super stoked because I love racing, and it's going to be cool to be like in it, in this like grid box, just watching these guys go for 24 hours. I'm going to try and be their intern. So I'm going to like grab them waters, grab them coffee, you know, make sure that all the tools go back in place. I'm going to be a real partner to this team. I'm going to show my weight. I'm going to make sure they show my weight in gold. It's going to be sick though. I'm really excited to see Europe. I'm really excited to go car spotting in Europe. That's what I'm going to be super stoked about because there's so many cool cars there. And I feel like I'll see some pretty cool stuff, especially in the paddock at Le Mans. I feel like, oh, the car show's actually in the parking lot is going to be pretty true. I'm also excited because I think I'm going to do Europe, I'm going to do France, but I'm also going to go to England because I have family there. So I'm going to go say hi to my family, and I'm also going to go to a couple World War II museums while I'm over there. I want to go to the RAF museum in, I forget where it is, but they have the last, like, Heinkel HE-111, the German bomber from the Battle of Britain. I really want to see that. I want to see that thing. But enough about me. Just want to let you guys know that we're making cool stuff, and I'm going to be off making cool stuff in Europe. But let's get into the real meat and potatoes of me eating a car. All right, so you guys probably saw this past week, the Ferrari Luce made its debut on the internet, and boy, did people not like it. I have never seen such a negative reception to a car in all my life. Ferrari really airballed on this one, even with the help of Lewis Hamilton unveiling it. I've never seen so many people shitting on a car collectively. Maybe Stancy Pants' RX-8. But, I mean, dude, even he had people defending him. The Ferrari Luce is a crazy miss. The thing looks like a Kia. That's what's, like, super annoying. It's like, that's not a Ferrari. That's a Kia. That looks like a microwave on wheels. Why the hell did Ferrari approve this? I think the Ferrari SUV from, like, a couple years ago looks way better than whatever the hell this thing is, this toaster on wheels. An EV. Yeah, I just don't know what Ferrari was thinking. Even, like, their old CEO was like, yeah, they kind of did a bad... This wasn't a good take. And I think that's pretty wild to be like, yeah, not going well over there. I love all the people that have been clapping back in the comments on the post because it's not only... like, you know, influencers and people in the comments just, like, saying whatever. But it's also other companies. Like Lamborghini was like, Lamborghini said thank you, which was really funny. But my favorite is Mazda. Mazda Europe posted a picture and was like, Luce? Everyone's talking about Luce? Because Mazda made a sedan in the 60s called the Mazda Luce. That is a good-looking car. That looks way better. So for once, Mazda has made a better-looking car than a Ferrari. That's a lie. Mazda made the Miata and the RX-7. The Miata, to me, looks better than Ferrari FF, for sure. And the FC and the FD, I think I'd rather have an FC over a 348, which is kind of a hot take because 348's a pretty cool Ferrari, but I'd rather have an FC over an FD. I don't know if I'm the only one that thinks that, but I think the FC looks cooler than the FD. I think the FD is a little overhyped nowadays. I like the FC. It's a bigger Miata, but it's rotary powered. But at least it's not EV powered like this stupid Luce. I think it's so weird to me that this is like a trend lately, because not only is this Luce just an embarrassing design trend, but like Mercedes-Benz is also making stuff like this. So they just premiered their new AMG GT, which was a four-door concept, but they're going to start making it. That's also an EV, and it pipes in like V8 noises, and it has like these weird vibration technology in the seats. So when you press the electronic accelerator, your seats vibrate, which is corny as hell. I would not want that. Just give me, like, why can't you guys just make a 190E again? That'd be so nice. It'd be so cool. Why can't you just make the 190E? Come on, AMG, get it together. Ferrari, just make more F40s. Just make more F40s. Everyone will be cool if you make, like, I don't know, like three more F40s. I think that we'd be all happy. So the people are coining the Ferrari Luce the Apple car because the designer for the Ferrari Luce is an old Apple designer. And it's, I mean, you can see it in the design. I think the corniest thing about that car is the screen in the middle that can like rotate, which is, who cares? I don't care. I'd rather it not rotate. I don't want it rotating around. That seems dangerous. The, what else was weird with that car that I... Oh, the price tag? $650,000? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous for a car that has obviously failed. But here's my thing. I think that it's so unpopular now and so memed on that some rich dude will just buy it for the meme and then drive it around and then it's funny. He's like, Ferrari Luce. Like, it's funny that you bought that. But then it's like, it's only, how funny is that? You know, like, is it only going to be funny for like 2 weeks? It's like the Cybertruck. Like, oh, you bought a Cybertruck. Dang, you're cool for like a week, you know? I could see like Jake Paul buying this, the Ferrari Luce, and then just having it for like 2 weeks and ultimately destroying it. Actually, Whistling Diesel, you should pick one of these up. That would be cool. I'd like to see a Ferrari Luce torture test. So, Cody Detweiler, I think is his last name. Cody Whistling Diesel Detweiler. What's it going to take to get Cody Detweiler Whistling Diesel into a Ferrari Luce? The internet is such a beautiful and vile place at the same time. Two things can be true at once. We've seen the Ferrari Luce fail. I mean, I've also just seen some, like, you see so many, I can't stop going on my Instagram and scrolling through my reels, and I'll just find, like, so much weird stuff that happens. And one thing that I found this last week was this car show where it's this scene unfolding between this very angry individual who seems to be blocking this Corvette coming into the car show. Now, normally that would be pretty, like, weird as well. But to add to it, the guy has his daughter and is, like, dragging her around. And I was watching this clip, and I was so disgusted because I don't know if this guy's, like, the event organizer or who he is. Also, I tried to do my best to find where this event was. And please, like, leave a comment down below if you know where this event is, because I thought it looked like Northern California, maybe, or maybe like Southern, like San Diego. It looked really green, and it looked a little hilly, so I couldn't tell. But this guy's just yelling at these people, like, you got to go around. You got to go around. Like, super obnoxiously, too. Like, everyone around can hear. And eventually this Corvette, it goes off screen. But then this Cadillac comes in, and the guy is just like, you got to roll your window down. And he's not rolling his window down, and the Cadillac doesn't give a fuck. This guy's just creeping forward, and just the guy who's mad as heck with his daughter, who's dragging his daughter around, is just like sitting there, just like trying to block him. And that's so just negligent. And especially not just negligent, but so embarrassing. Not only for the daughter, but just like to be around. Like, I would hate if that was like, if I saw that at a car show, I'd be like, oh, that is disgusting. So I would love to find more details about this story. I've been trying to find stuff. I haven't found anything. All I found was this clip. And it's just like, that's disgusting. That's probably the worst, one of the more worst things I've seen like happen at a car show, is just having this dude like berate these people in their cars, telling them to put the window down and like go through another, go like the lot's full, go leave. That is so weird. If I was an organizer of that event, A, I would just get cones and block the road, so then you don't even have like people coming in. Or just let them roll around, and maybe someone leaves and then they can go into their spot. Like, you don't have to be at the front entrance being a parking lot Ken. You don't have to be a parking lot Ken. You don't just, like, that's, especially with, again, dragging your child around is like, it's so negligent and just so, like, I know the guy's like creeping forward. There's still no excuse to just like bring your daughter into that situation and like drag her around like that. A lot of the comments in here are just like, what is going on? It doesn't matter. This one's really good. I used to run car shows myself, and if this guy was definitely the one running it, this is not how you handle turning people away, especially with your child right next to you. That's very irresponsible, like others have said. Be prepared and have the proper barriers and a full lot sign to prevent further people from coming in. Doing it this way just gives you a very bad image. Yeah, I hope no one goes to this car meet again, wherever this is. I don't know where this is. It looks like it's in a Walmart parking lot. But yeah, that would just be embarrassing. I'd just be embarrassed to be like, ooh, I went to the car meet where the dad guy was like dragging his daughter around and trying to stop people from coming into the parking lot. Ooh. That's probably why no one else has posted anything. yeah, I was there. Yeah, that was weird. I would love to know what your guys' takes are on this. I think most people agree that this is, like, not the right thing. Not a good way to handle it. Anyway, onto some more yummies. Some more food. Let's get onto some more food for thirt. This week, there was two Miatas stolen in the Bay Area, which is Northern California, San Francisco, Berkeley, areas like that. Now, in the past, I think from the beginning of the year, there's been like 5 or 6 stolen. Now, we talked about 350Zs and 370Zs being stolen down here, but, and this is what's interesting. Miata thefts are very high in Northern California for some reason. I would love to do a little bit more deep diving on this, but I wanted to talk about it because this has happened today. This did happen a couple days ago, where this girl's Miata was stolen, and it was like her childhood dream car. She like really wanted it, and she ended up getting it. She barely owned it, and it was stolen. But these thefts are kind of rampant in this area, and it's been happening not in like the past couple years. This has been happening for like decades almost. Because I remember when I went up there for Miata reunion in 2019, I drove to San Francisco with my Miata buddies, and we parked them in a parking lot. And I remember my buddy was like, bro, I hope our cars are here when we get back. He like instilled this horror into me that like, yeah, our cars are going to get jacked from here. Like, this is, Northern California is not a safe space for Miatas. And it's not just the Miatas, it's hard tops. Hard top thefts are a huge thing in Northern California. I know this because there, I believe at one point, was a guy who was like a known hard top thief who would, like, people knew who he was, and he would like steal hard tops and then post them up for sale as like a different color. And he did it multiple times, got away with it because he was just selling them so cheap. And I mean, that's just like, I think he's gone underground, and maybe he's still doing it. Maybe he's stepped up. Maybe he's doing the cars. I'd love to know where these cars end up. I don't know if it's like the guy who I originally found the video through, he's saying that it's most likely are probably just stealing them and putting like a different plate on them and just driving around getting their kicks out of them, because these cars aren't like worth that much. They're not like getting shipped out of the country, and I don't think they're getting scrapped either for like parts. Like, to me, that doesn't make sense, because there's so many Miata part out people, but there's so many Miatas getting parted out per day that I don't think it would make sense to just steal them. Maybe it does. Fuck, I'm like thinking. I'm thinking about it now. Now I'm opening up my mind. I'm all crossed up. But I think if you have a Miata in the Bay Area, just be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Don't double check that you lock your doors. Get security hardware for your hard top. I have security hardware for my hard tops. I have actually hard top brackets. I didn't get the latches on mine. I have brackets because I don't want my shit getting jacked. I'm going to name my son Bracket, because I got so many brackets and security hardware keeping my hard top latched to my shit. So yeah, just be careful. It's so interesting that I feel like 90s cars have, don't get stolen as much anymore, but for some reason, Miatas, I feel like get stolen pretty easily. It makes sense that hard tops get stolen in Northern California. It's so wainy up there. Oh, too much wain. I gotta say, yeah, if I understand the, I hope I never have a car stolen from me. I just hate that feeling. That sing, like, ugh, like someone has my car and I don't know where it is. Like, that feeling is just, I've never had it. I don't want to feel it. So yeah, think of it as like an XY axis, right? Where it's like stuff that's happened to me, stuff that hasn't happened to me, stuff that I want to have happen to me again, and don't want it to have it happen to me. Driving a tank is like something I haven't done, but I want to feel it. Getting my car stolen never happened to me, but I don't want to feel it. Driving at a racetrack is something I've done and I want to do again. And something that has happened to me and I don't like it, reading YouTube comments. That's a horrible feeling. If you ever want to feel down about yourself, just read a YouTube comment. You guys are pretty nice, though. I will say, the Jimmy Eats Cars audience, I love you guys so much. I'm glad I've gotten like a bunch of DMs lately on Instagram. They're like, I love the show. So thank you guys for watching. Sorry, I know this is in the middle of the podcast, but I just gotta come from the heart. I do. You guys' opinion does matter to me. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, I started feeling this with my Civic, this feeling, because I don't want that car to get stolen. I know how easy those cars are to steal, and I'm just like, I have it parked outside my house right now, and I'm just like, oh god, I hope this thing doesn't get stolen. Because I'm going to be gone a month, though, I'm going to put it in the garage, and we're going to be good. And, I never keep a Miata outside, if I'm being honest. I know some people don't have the luxury of a garage, but I'm very lucky that I get to park my stuff inside. I don't have to deal with hard top thefts or my Miata getting stolen, but man, yeah, it's a problem up there in Northern California. So again, Northern California people, just check your door locks, get some security hardware, get some brackets, get a kill switch. Make sure your car's locked up tight. I don't want to get stolen. Jimmy says, don't steal cars. Oh, yeah. Time to get into the broccoli of this episode. Okay, here's how I eat. I'll eat the main thing first, right? And then I'll do, like, the stuff after. Fast food, I'll eat fries first, and then I'll eat the burger or the chicken nuggets. This is the burger. All right, so I've seen a couple things on Instagram lately that have been quite negative. Again, the Ferrari Luce launch has been horrendous. But one thing that caught my eye that is pretty dang cool for a brand to do is the Uber Drift experience in Japan. Now, you know me. There's one thing I love talking about on this podcast. Again, if it's not stolen cars, it's my hatred for dangerous underground Japanese automotive tourism that is dangerous and not safe. But Uber, the taxi conglomerate, huge company, they have a limited time event that's happening right now in Japan where you can rent a ride along in a drift car. That is just so cool. Like, very sick. It's interesting too because Uber is not big in Japan. If you've ever been to Japan, their taxi service is still just one of the biggest enterprises there. They have so many taxi drivers and they still run consistently. They do have Uber, but I don't think it's as big as the United States. But to see something like this, I thought that was pretty cool. And they have a couple cars, I think, that you can get a ride along in. There's an S15 and an S13 hatch, I think. And they have cool, like, a livery on them and stuff. It's not like a crazy livery. It's just like the Uber Drift, and then it's purple. It's still kind of cool, though. But it's a limited time event. It's going on through the month of June, and I think into early July. And I think that is sick. And they'll actually pick you up in central Tokyo and drive you to the circuit, which is at Mobara. I've never been to Mobara. I've been to Nikko, but Mobara is closer to Tokyo. But yeah, I think that's really cool. I want to know if they pick you up in the drift car. That's what I want to know. I want to know if these are like plated street cars that they'll pick you up in Tokyo with and drive you to the circuit. I think that'd be sweet. I'll do that. I'll do that experience. I'll pay Uber. I know the pricing, only $190. I think that's pretty good for like a little tourist experience. If you have like no connections, you don't know anyone who drives there or has a car there, and maybe you don't want to rent a car, I think this is an awesome experience. For $190, you get a ride along. This is cool. I really want to see more stuff about this. I hope I see more people talk about it because it's pretty cool. I would love to. When are they going to do Uber Drift here in LA? They should do Uber Drift in LA. It's called Glendale. Uber Drift Glendale. It's called the Glendale Speedway, dude. Yeah, all right. Well, I got to plan my trip back to Japan, I guess, before the 250th birthday of the United States. So I have to find between... I guess I'm leaving Europe early to go to Japan. I think I'm going to go back to Tokyo Auto Salon next year. That's my goal. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll go earlier. Who knows? In the last episode of the Jimmy Eats Cars podcast, we talked about Kyle Loftus, who passed away, unfortunately. And this week, I hate that we got to talk about it again, but Kyle Busch passed away. I know this was kind of mainstream news. A lot of people saw this. I was so surprised when I saw this. I was playing Hell Let Loose, and I was like, what the? And I remember I put in the game chat, I was like, yo, Kyle Busch just died. And everyone was like, nah. And they were like, holy shit. I liked how his, like, spirit. His spirit was so cool because he was like, he kind of just didn't, he'd have his moments, and I watched a bunch of, like, replays of when he was just like, I don't care. And if they don't care, then they're watching the wrong sport. And I just think he was a really cool dude. I would have loved to have had him on Talk Talk Nation with Joe. Really cool driver. The M&M car was, like, so iconic. Mid-2000s into the 2010s, like, he was one of the best NASCAR drivers around. And, you know, he had he was loved and he was hated. Now, yeah, I think people have realized, like, he did leave a huge impact on the sport, and he's up there with some of the greats. I think he's going to be missed. And I'm sorry every Jimmy Eats Cars ending section has to be so sad. I don't want it to be. But hey, I'll leave you guys with a little hint that we may have just bought our next high-low cars. They might cut this, but I'll put it in there anyway. But for those who are saying that I don't have Tubi in my country, we do have another season of high-low coming out later this year on YouTube. It's going to be a YouTube exclusive. It's not going to Tubi. It is different cars, different teams. So you guys are getting a little spoiled. Two high lows in 1 year? It's never been done. Brother, it's never been done. But we're doing it. All right? We're going to do two high lows this year. So buckle up, because it's not only that, it's so much more stuff we're trying to build here. I've got projects. Steph's got projects. Tristan's got projects. Nolan's got projects. This next one might be my favorite cars ever. It might be the coolest cars ever that we've had on high low. Like, when I saw what we're looking at, I was like, oh, man. Oh, we're going to have fun. Oh, we're going to have a bunch of fun. So I'm stoked. I hope you guys are stoked. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching to the Jimmy Eats Cars podcast. You guys are awesome. Seriously, like, this is honestly one of my favorite things to make at Donut, because I just feel like I can speak my own voice. I don't have to worry about doing something multiple times on camera. I can just be unironically me and ramble to you guys on the internet. It's awesome. I love it. And I want to keep making cool Jimmy Eats Cars episodes for you, even if it is just a bunch of mumbo jumbo that I'm throwing out there on the internet. I love it. It's fun to talk about, and you guys are awesome. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening. If you haven't already subscribed to Donut Podcast, make sure you do so. Or where you listen to your podcast, make sure you check out Talk Talk Nation with Mr. Joe Weber. You can follow me on Instagram at RussellJimmy.jp. And remember, cherish all the moments you make, because you never know when the sun is going to blow up. Bye.